The pollock were thick in the strait they call Shelikoff. Kodiak fishermen knew what to do. They caught the best quality fish in the nation. The quota would last them the entire year through. The ships all left port in the middle of winter, all headed for Shelikoff to set their trawls. But what they found there was a shock to remember. The factory processors had caught it all. We said sail, sail, sail away factory ships. Sail, sail away factory ships. Away factory, sail away factory. Sail away factory ships, go back home. The Kodiak canneries planned to make fillets and high-grade surimi for people to eat. The factory processors took only pollock roe, throwing away all the edible meat. The Kodiak canneries needed the fish to keep people employed in their usual ways. The big ships could fish anywhere in the ocean, but they took all the fish in 11 short days. We said sail, sail, sail away factory ships. Sail, sail away factory ships. Away factory, sail away factory. Sail away factory ships, go back home. The scientists struggled to find the right answers. They waded through data right up to their ears. Was it good for the resource to fish so intensely? Was it better to spread it out all through the year? Was it better to fish for the raw or the meat? Were the factory boats so unfairly accused? But all they could finally say in the end was, a dead fish is a dead fish, no matter how used. We said sail, sail, sail away factory ships. Sail, sail away factory ships. Away factory, sail away factory. Sail away factory ships, go back home.